Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Jeez.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three hour number three. And as I mentioned, lots going on. If you missed any parts of our first 2 hours, I hope that you will catch it. I in the first hour in particular, we did talk with the general consul from Poland, and he was had to cut the interview short because of issues of state. I then talked to you about Foundation and played for you an interview that I did 4 years ago, exposing Robert Mueller as the errand boy for the New World Order in a book by John Milkovich. And before I did that, I talked with you about parental rights and how they've been stolen and how the foundation has been broken and the challenges associated with it. And it ties into what we're going to talk about right now. And then we talked about the health issue, and we talked about the issue of why taking care of this temple is connected to taking care of it both physically and spiritually, and that healing, and the only way that you heal is that you've got to take care of both. You've got to take care of the physical, and you've got to take care of the spiritual. And Ken's trying to come through the camera, apparently, and jump into my lap or something. I'm not sure what he. Something is going on. I don't know there. I just all of a sudden looked over and literally I saw you leaning into the camera. I thought, okay, he's coming through. He's gonna transport himself somehow into my room here. I don't know what's going on, but anyway.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Well, you know, just like Thomas, right? Translated, you know. So that was, yeah, it was pretty cool, I imagine. I'm sure he was a little surprised. He was kind of like, whoa, hello.
Do you think?
Yeah. Or was it Thomas or was it Philip?
Philip,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. I've been transported. Hello. Greetings. Good morning. Hey, how are you?
It's the only way to get frequent floating miles.
There you go. There you go. That's all I'm trying to say. All right. Well, welcome aboard, Ken Thornburg. Freedom Encounters. Nice to have you with us this morning. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Glad I could make it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, barely. Too. Yeah, my clock stopped working about 6:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock or something. And
no way.
Yeah, so the alarm didn't go off. So praise God that he was kind to me.
Yeah, well, and Sylvia's not there to, you know, she wasn't there to come in and say, hey, don't you have something to do this morning besides lying in bed? I don't know, something important that is on the agenda? I don't know, maybe. I'm very glad that it has all worked out and that you are here with us because let's get right into it. This is a very important topic relative to your spiritual health, and that is deliverance. You know, I when I preach in India, one of the things that I talk about is being crucified with Christ, that old nature dying on the cross, and we become a new man.
Yeah.
But there's another exchange that needs to happen, and there's other stuff that needs to be broken off that's important. Now, I do something in India, and you and I have talked about this as far as asking them to kind of do a mini deliverance, which, by the way, deliverance was, as you teach, you know, when in the beginning, deliverance that's, you did that. You accepted Jesus Christ and you prayed prayers of deliverance. The apostles, the disciples, those that led the church originally led people in prayers to get rid of that demonic stuff when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. unfortunately, we've neglected that, Ken.
That's right. We have, and what it has done is allow the enemy to really take a hold in society and in our culture. And I'm sure this is a real shock to some of our listeners. Not. But, you know, as the culture has deteriorated at such a speed as it is, it confuses Christians.
Yeah.
The, you know, as to the reason why. And it's now, I think, deliverance is moving towards a wee bit of a revival because people haven't been able to gather the understanding as to why all this is happening. You know, In the early church, like you said, it was just a normal routine thing that happened when a person got born again, more often than not. And then the church just totally got away from it for generations and generations and generations. But the number of the enemy on the earth has grown as these bowls have been poured out and everything spoken of in Revelation, and more spirits have come out upon the earth. And as there's been nothing to stop it from growing, we're at the bottom of a spigot that has just been very large for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just been more and more. And now, slowly, more and more churches are seeing the need to break through the lies that people are believing, that society is accepted as okay, the new mindsets in the LGBTQ, transgender, programs and everything.
Yep.
And because people have accepted that, even in the churches, they're saying something's got to give. They just don't know where to go, Greg. They don't know who to go to. And this is something that they need to do. People, leaders, pastors, others, if they got questions on this, they need to write you. They need to write me. They need to at least make an attempt to help get rid of this and to help their congregations understand that the lies are coming straight from the pit. They're coming from the enemy. It isn't just a cultural shift that's happening on its own. It's all orchestrated by Satan. And I think there are also, Greg, other Christians who desire to learn what their call is. They're desiring to learn what their spiritual gifts are. And they want to fulfill that purpose, that destiny that God's given them for this day and hour. They actually want to do that. They recognize that they've had a lot of hindrances. They've had a lot of roadblocks. And they're learning that the enemy has been playing a role in that for them.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if you are aware of this, Ken, but you know, Greg Locke came out. They just put a movie out called Come Out in Jesus' Name.
Really?
Yeah. And it major motion picture. It's a 2-hour movie that was just released. It's a documentary about what's been going on. And you know, it's interesting. And I don't know if I had to repent or not, but we were doing this. You remember this. When I started my church, The Healing House, we would open every service by having everyone in the building essentially do a mini deliverance on themselves by repeating the prayer that we had them to pray. And wow. and it was powerful. I mean, it was incredibly powerful. We would have people, we would have some people that would actually leave in the middle because the demons in them didn't want to go, and they would follow the demons, and they would, they, and I had people that would start to walk out and then go, wait, and then we'll come back in and finish the prayer. But every service we would begin by doing a warfare declaration that they would do over themselves, over their families, and over our service and what was going on. And it was incredible. And unfortunately, I had a woman that we rescued out of a situation who somehow managed to convince us that we should, you'd grow more if you'd stop doing that. And so we did. And it was one of the worst things we did, because we really were having a revival. And I had, and it was interesting because, you know, we were in Modesto, and I actually had some peripheral people that had heard of Freedom Encounters. And so when we said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, they recognized that term, and they would come and they'd say, hey, wait a minute, I've heard that term. Are you familiar with? And I would be like, yep, sure am. So it was just interesting. But anyway, but the point is that and I didn't want to break off what you're saying, but in just conjunction in agreement that it's so important for folks, to really understand and embrace the significance. The enemy is, I mean, you can't look at what's going on and not suggest that evil is on the rise. Yes. Well, that means that we need to step up our game. And you're talking about that. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. In fact, when you were saying that, I have never mentioned on this program all these years that my wife, Sylvia, has a piece on our website at freedomencounters.com. She has a prayer there that people can pray with her, sit there and receive a deliverance, a partial deliverance, right there, watching her pray that online.
Amen.
If people know I really need some help, that's where they can start.
Yep.
And then on our website, we have about two-thirds of our teammates, actually exactly two-thirds of our teammates, have agreed to have their names listed on our website.
And I'm one of those.
Yeah, that's right. You are.
Yeah.
And people can look at that list and see if there's anyone near them that they can contact and get together with.
Yeah.
If they can't, they can still write us, and we'll let them know if we have someone present there. And that includes out of the country, too, because we have teammates on every other continent also. Mm-hmm. So this is, in fact, we just got our first teammates in China.
Wow.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Which is pretty miraculous considering
Amen.
How it's going. So we've got a lot that has happened. I believe that deliverance is going to be an end day phenomenon as things get worse and worse and worse. And you know, I love the book Resilient by John Eldridge. I think I have mentioned that book before. And in that book by John, he talks about the fact that we have a comfort culture, excuse me, that has now ended. And he believes, and I agree with him, that we are not going to be going back to how wonderful and nice it was to live in this country.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was.
It was nice.
Yep.
And morality ruled in this culture of ours.
Yep.
We're not going back to that, even though we need to fight to get back for that. One of the things that you asked last time we were together, just what does an angel of light look like? And this is a question that really is an underpinning of a need for deliverance. And I said, one of them has been the stealing of, well, we're getting close to two generations, fully one generation, but we're working on now two generations through woke teachers, woke school boards, and the National Education Association, the teachers' union, and their work to place false guilt on anyone who's white. And a white person in particular who is not a racist, like you and me. I am absolutely the most non-racist, prejudiced, bigoted person you're going to meet. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have teammates.
Well, that's it. Because you've denied it, that just means that's we know.
Oh
no, that's no. Right. That's what they say, right? If you deny it, then that means you just talking about it and denying it means that you must be the opposite of what you say. Except in their world, they're an opposite world.
That's right, because they've been listening to that same enemy.
Yeah.
That needs to be cast out of them and anyone who is willing to receive this false guilt. I don't, I won't, I can't. Hey, the Lord Jesus Christ lives in me, and if he lives in me, he supports 100% the love of Jesus Christ that's in us to give us what we need. Another question you brought up is about the issue of a wolf in sheep's clothing. And it goes in the same thing that pushing the actual racists, the ones that are racist against whites, are pushing division. They're trying to create division through CRT, the LGBTQ community and beliefs, while they are pretending to fix things and really fix sin, they are actually causing Christians to have that false guilt about the racism. I've actually seen pictures of this on YouTube of white Christians coming up on stage before a minority and saying that they were racist simply because someone told them they were, even though they hadn't never felt that. So pushing division while pretending to fix sin. And it causes entitlement among a lot of races that should be any more entitled than you and me, Craig. In other words, we should, the way I put it is this, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. That means yellow, black, brown, white, whatever background, whatever history, I don't care what you are, in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all 100% equal. So if we're equal, then we have an issue when a racist or bigot calls a non-racist racist. And this is, I think, an example as to exactly why deliverance is for today, why there is such a great need for this during this day and hour.
The demonic is reflecting what Satan does, which is to divide. He is the author of the house divided. And then he says, did God really say?
Yep.
Did God really say that sin entered the world through one man, Adam? That all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God? Did God really say through Jesus Christ, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Did God really send his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins?
And he created all of these beautiful races. Every last one of them, he created them all.
And they're not races. I think that's the other piece that is the misnomer, because they're not a race. They are a color. They are a pigmentation. And that pigmentation is related to the region in the world in which they were born.
That's right.
And the word says that he created and he did. He marked certain people. He marked. Yep, he sure did. He marked them. But you know what? He marked them. And now through Jesus Christ, and this is what the word says too, through Adam, one man, sin entered the world. All those marked, those unmarked, it doesn't matter, the descendants of Canaan, every single individual has been marked by sin, by the sin of Adam. And then he says, by one man, the world has been saved. The second Adam, Jesus Christ. We got 1 minute, Ken.
Wow. Well, my prayer for those watching and listening is that they will look at their heart. If they hold prejudice against a particular color, they need to look in the mirror and recognize that the ground is level at the cross, and they could benefit from deliverance, because it would be the enemy in them that's getting them to look at people differently than through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord doesn't see color. Amen. He doesn't see race. He sees man. He looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. That's one of the reasons I love having all of these groups of people as teammates of mine. They're all absolutely fabulous. They're wonderful. I love them all equally, just like the Lord Jesus Christ does. If you are racist, it's time to repent.
Amen. All right, we got to take our break, and I'll be back with more right after this brief break coming up. More Chosen Generation Radio straight ahead. Matt Long will be joining me here in just a moment. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clan's Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food source.
Every Tuesday, our good friend, Pastor Greg Young with the Chosen Generation. Good morning, Pastor Greg.
Hey, folks. Great to be with you. This is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio and also the Matt Long Show on our network and networks, as well as across the way there at the Hill Country Patriot Radio. So great to be with you, Matt. Thanks for having me, and welcome to all the Hill Country Patriots that are tuning in right now. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. You know, we're up here. I'm up at the Capitol during legislative session, and we are wrapping up the session, and we've got our fingers crossed. We've got piles of bills that may or may not get through, and it's hard to tell which one is going to go where. So lots of prayer going on, and lots of battles still to fight in the last couple of weeks of the legislative session. But, you know, Pastor Greg, you and I yesterday talked about the local turnout and what is going on in our local elections, the elections that affect us the most. We had a school board election here in the Hill Country, and the turnout was abysmally low, the same as it has been for a long time. And yet when somewhere around 10 or 20% or 10 to 15%, and then when we get to the even-numbered years, we get 70, 75% voter turnout. We have amazing voter turnout in even-numbered years, but not in odd-numbered years. What are we doing wrong, Pastor Greg?
Well, I'm assuming that, you know, we're talking even-numbered years. We're talking about presidential elections. We're talking about, you know, what people tend to consider to be, I guess, the important stuff is the idea. But what's interesting about that, Matt, is that, you know, then everybody shakes their fist for the next 4 years. Because right. Just like what's happening right now in Austin, right? You've got the gender modification bill. It's pretty much dead. You've got the border security bill. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know, for those that are concerned about school, you've got a school choice bill. There are some on the conservatives who are glad the school choice is not necessarily going to go through, only because. For the same reason that we're not seeing a gender modification bill, for the same reason that we're not seeing border security, for the same reason that we are seeing a bill that wants to take away certain portions of our Second Amendment rights, because, you know, any time that you allow government or let the government squeeze in, they're gonna take away your rights. They're not gonna do what the Constitution has mandated is the only responsibility of the government. The only reason they're given power is to defend our rights. That's it, Matt.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep, it is. And I'm not sure that we need to go back to the basics You know, it's maybe there's just a lack of understanding in the population about that. Maybe that's where we need to be going, is going back and teaching the bits from day one about personal responsibility, and the government is not here to save you, and that's not their job, and you don't want the government to save you. I mean, you really don't want it. If you stop and think about, just take a look at their track record and show me one good, great thing that they've done besides win a couple of world wars. What has the government done to help us? And it rarely does. It's always taking away something, trying to control us or taking away some kind of rights. And the local elections, where we have the most effect on our daily lives, is where we do not, is where our voters are not showing up. And it's painful to see that.
Well, it's painful for those of us that recognize that it's painful. You know, I mean, we've got, if you stop and think about this, and I've talked about this on my program before, you know, we look back and we say, oh, they took prayer and the Bible out of school in the 1960s, and that's when it all fell apart. No, it all fell apart in right after World War One. It all fell apart when we decided to make education a federal affair. And we began the Department of Education, and Dewey started, and we started to, quote-unquote, standardize the education system. It all fell apart. We had roughly 30 years. It all fell apart at the Scopes trial. It all fell apart when we started saying, hey, you know what? God didn't make this. God didn't create any of this. I mean, that concept and that idea was 30 years old when we finally eliminated the Bible and prayer from school. We were set for that. That's why nobody raised their hands. We look back at that, and I've heard it for years. Well, why didn't anybody say anything? Why wasn't there a fight? Why didn't anybody? Whoa, what happened? Because, folks, for 30 years they had been told there was no God and the Bible was a lie. They'd already been being told that for 30 years.
An entire generation.
Absolutely. And so now you've had probably at least three, and you could even estimate as many as four generations that have been raised to believe that the state has all the answers. And they have slowly said to us that our children don't belong to us. And the majority of us were raised in that. We were raised to believe, well, yeah, we've got mom and dad, but, you know, mom and dad are pretty stupid. They don't really know anything. You know, we're brighter than they are. And actually, the ones that are really bright is the state. The state has all the answers. That's what we've been taught.
You know, I remember Al Gore telling kids that they know better than their parents. And if you go as far as back as Woodrow Wilson, where he said, and of course he was World War One, just speaking of World War One, Woodrow Wilson was talking about higher education, about college, and the statement he made was that the idea that college, the goal of college was to make our all right, we're picking up Harley here. The goal of college was to make our kids as different from their parents as possible. And so you can go back over 100 years and show this pathway. And where and why were people not standing then? And how are we going to answer now for those of us who are not standing now to those 20 or 30 years down the road?
Well, and I think the thing that you and I talked about last night is, and the question that we ask is, how much pain is enough? How much pain are people going to have to experience before they're going to say, no more? I won't let this go any further. We've had some of that. I would suggest that we have had some of that. When we consider what's gone on in the schools, and we talk about mama bears, and I'm glad to see mama bears, but I have to tell you, Matt, I'm wondering, okay, where are the papa bears?
Yeah.
Why is it? And quite honestly, it's the same situation we have in the church. The church is full of women, which is, you know, and who are all praying and trying to drag their kids to church. But you know what, dads? You need to get your butts up out of your seat and get into the church. You need to start praying with your children. You need to start telling your kids how important God is in your life.
Yep. You know, and I want to say this. We've had some good Papa Bears. Brandon Airy was standing up in Kerrville, and unfortunately, he did not win his seat in Kerrville on the school board. But there are Papa Bears out there, but, man, not near as many, not near as many. And we need all of them. We need all of them. The pain you were talking about, you know, I come from an alcoholic 12-step program, and one of the things we say in that program is that no one else can make you sober, all right? It's only you yourself that can make yourself sober. And for a lot of people, in order to get to that place, they have to hit their bottom. We call it hitting their bottom. The pain has to be hard enough to cause you to want to change your ways. And I'm sometimes, and this is true quite often, is that many alcoholics, the bottom is death, or the pain is actually death, and they don't recover. And so I'm frightened when we apply that to here. You know, are we waiting for people to die before we get fully engaged? I don't know. What is bottom, Pastor Greg?
Well, I think you've touched on it in this sense, because I honestly think that, you know, if we presuppose that somebody hasn't died over these questions and over these issues, then we're pretty blind. There are millions of babies who have died. I saw a great little TikTok about that, by the way, last night, that I thought was interesting, or a reel. I don't know. It was on one of the reel things that I was watching, where they had a guy that was on there, and the question was, you know, well, where don't you believe, you know, in life? And the guy said, look, I believe that it's the woman's body. Okay, so once the child is born and comes out of the birth canal, now it's a life. But as long as it's in the woman, it's not a life. It's the woman's right to choose. And one of the other people on the panel said, okay, so if they're doing meth while they're pregnant, you're okay with that, right? And the guy was like, well, no, that's not okay. No, as a matter of fact, I think that if they're doing meth while they're pregnant, the child services should come in. Somebody should come in and should put a stop to it. And the guy said, well, why is that? And he said, well, because they're intentionally killing the baby. Well, hang on a minute. I thought it was a woman's body.
Yep, we hear it. We still see warnings. I don't go into bars very often, but I had lunch here at the Chili parlor last week, and when you walk in the door there's a sign that says, if you think you're pregnant, don't drink alcohol. And so we see that all over the place. I don't know if you know this, but someone put up a bill, and I haven't checked on it. I didn't think it was going to go very far, but there was a bill someone put up that said we should allow a pregnant woman to use the high occupancy lane, and because there's two people. What do you think about that one? And who and our police officers going to be giving be taking pregnancy strips? Are you going to have to pee on a strip for an officer if you get pulled over? I don't know how they're going to measure that one, but I thought it was kind of interesting.
Well, you know that they do actually put dummies in the seats next to them, you know, to get into those seats. I mean, there are people who would do that. So you got to wonder, is somebody just going to stick a pillow? And here's a question for you. I wonder, would that Thompson fellow, if he stuck a pillow underneath his shirt, would and said that he was a pregnant woman? I mean, who's going to argue with him?
Oh, man, I can't believe you brought that in. Yeah, you're going to bring in the swimmer into this discussion. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Any way to do that. So
we are living in an absolutely insane upside down world. And we, the only way, I mean, at the end of the day, the only way we're going to change it is we individually have to decide to make a change and then let our change affect those around us and cause a change in them. That's the only way.
Absolutely. And we can only do it through the Lord and with the Lord and through and with prayer. Pastor Greg, it's always good to have you on Tuesdays. We're going to be reading from Ezekiel 33 here in a minute, so don't know where you're headed today, but that's where we're headed. Awesome. After a short break. Thank you, Pastor Greg.
God bless y'all. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
All right, we will.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, folks, a lot of ground today. We started out by visiting about Poland and the wall and how important it is to have a secure border. The Polish people and Poland are committed to that relative to what's happening to them with Belarusia. We talked about the foundation of all of this and how that foundation has been eroding for such a very long time. And really, we really need to understand that more significantly, because the erosion of that foundation, and scripture talks about building your house on the rock or building your house on sand, and that when the storm comes, what's going to happen to that house? What's going to happen to, if it's built on a rock, if it's built on a firm foundation, then it has something to hang on to, and it can withstand the storm. But if it's built on sand, when the foundation washes out, the house comes down with it. I mentioned that one of the reasons that America has been able to hang on, and right now, boy, she's just barely there. But one of the reasons that she was able to hang on, coming from the 1770s up until the 1970s, that 200-year span for certain, one of the reasons she was able to hang on is because of the fact that although there were, and we talked about this just a few moments ago with Matt and Dewey and public education and so on, but even in the midst of that, the Bible readers continued to be the lead, the prayer and so on. And though we might say, well, it was just kind of rote. In other words, there was no passion in it, no buy-in in it. But yes, there was a buy-in. And remember that the Word of God says that the Word does not return void, but prospers in everything that it is sent to do. What is the Word sent to do? The Word of God is sent to regenerate spirit and soul. The Word of God is sent to rejoin spirit and soul to the Father. The Word of God is sent in order to bring about redemption. That's the purpose of the Word. The purpose of the Word is to instill. When we think about grace, and we think about charis, charis is that Greek word for grace. So when we put that word into play, and we talk about charis, and we talk about grace, let me see if I can get that to open up for me. Hang on just a minute. I'm going to open up a new window here and see if I can't get File Explorer to give me that. So here we go. I think I can do it here. No, did I do it there? Ah, there we go. The greatest lie ever told to the church. That's the one. All right, so here's the definition for charis. The merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. That's grace. Now, we're talking about the Word of God. The Word of God. And when the Word goes forth, the reading of the Scriptures, the time of prayer, all of those things, the Word is the seed, okay? The Word is the seed. But it is also what brings forth the life. It's what causes that transformation. And so when the Word was going forward, even though it was being reduced in value and so on, to the point that, again, in the early 60s, we removed the Bible, we removed prayer. Well, how did that happen? You say, oh, it was just kind of a rogue instance. No, that was slowly happening over the course of the 30 years leading up to when it happened. After World War II, then we had the 1950s. Remember how much influence communism and godlessness had in the 1950s, to the point that we had what we call today McCarthyism. Well, except that Joe McCarthy was right. Joe McCarthy was right because the communists had infiltrated Hollywood. The communists had infiltrated the education system. There were communists rising up and digging in all throughout American culture. And what ultimately ended up happening within 10 years of McCarthy holding those hearings and starting to say, hey, we've got a problem with communism, guess what happened? The Bible and prayer are taken out. You can't have them. They accomplished the separation of church and state, which was the goal of the communists, and they shut McCarthy down. I will hope that Texas Fully Loaded talks a little bit about this. God bless y'all. See you tomorrow.